The Newark, New Jersey-based People's Organization for Progress plans a march and rally this Saturday in commemoration of the life and work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It gets underway at noon as we hear from Lawrence Hamm, chair of the People's Organization for Progress.
The People's Organization for Progress will have its annual Martin Luther King rally and march. It will take place Saturday, January 19th. The rally will begin at 12 o'clock noon at the foot of the Abraham Lincoln statue at the intersection of West Market Street and Springfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. The march will begin about 1 p.m., and we will march from the Lincoln Monument in Newark to City Hall and back. And we're having this march to renew our commitment to Dr. King's vision for racial, social, economic justice and peace. And we feel it's absolutely important for us to continue to raise the demands for jobs, peace, equality, and justice, which we raised during our 381 days of protests in the spirit of the Montgomery bus boycott.
We certainly are still facing many of the same issues that Martin Luther King faced and worked on so tirelessly in his years, but especially on the whole issue of the jobs and the economy. You're seeing so many losses among working people, labor unions really being hit hard, government policies putting more and more people really into poverty. What are your thoughts about that aspect of Martin Luther King's work and what is happening today?
Absolutely true that many of the issues that Dr. King raised throughout his life at the March on Washington in 1963 and at the very end of his life when he was in Memphis, Tennessee, helping to organize striking sanitation workers there, that many of these issues are with us today. As a matter of fact, not only are these issues still pressing upon us, but in some respects, some of these issues are of greater concern today than they were in 1968. For instance, Dr. King was fighting against poverty. There are twice as many poor people in the United States today as there were in 1968 when Dr. King was assassinated. Dr. King was fighting for jobs. There are twice as many unemployed people in this country today than there was in 1968 when Dr. King was assassinated. Dr. King spoke out against the war in Vietnam and spoke out for peace. Our nation has been engaged in even more wars since Dr. King was assassinated. In fact, we're still in two countries now, in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and now people are trying to push us into Syria and push us to war with Iran. So those issues that Dr. King raised at the end of his life, they are still with us. Dr. King, one of the things he said in his book, Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community, he said in 1967 when he wrote that book that we need a radical redistribution of power and wealth in this country. And we see today that the gap between the rich and the poor is wider than it has ever been. The gap between rich and poor is greater in the United States than it is in many other industrialized countries and even third world countries. So if Dr. King saw the need to struggle in 1968, we then have an even greater need to struggle today. In 2013. And while we know that Dr. King spoke out on many issues, we must not forget that he started on his long path of struggle with the struggle for racial equality. And although some progress has been made since the Montgomery bus boycott, which launched him to international prominence. Some progress has been made since 1955. We know that we still have a long way to go. Racial inequality, racial injustice, racial discrimination, and racially motivated violence are still very much a part of the American panorama.
And people who might want to join you on Saturday, what, again, is the time and location of the march?
People should meet us at 12 o'clock noon, Saturday, January 19th, 12 o'clock noon, downtown Newark, at the foot, the base of the Lincoln Monument in Newark, and that is at the intersection of West Market Street and Springfield Avenue. That's right across the street from Essex County College, right in front of the old Essex County Courthouse. We will meet there on Saturday, January 19th, 12 o'clock noon. We will rally from about 12 to 1, and we will march at 1 o'clock.
Lawrence Hamm is chair of the People's Organization for Progress, based in Newark, New Jersey.